You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Gary Schwartz. He leads Schwartz CC PHP, a membership model program that's focused on optimizing health care, providing primary care and concierge medicine while fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. And Dr. Schwartz, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you.
So Dr. Schwartz, for starters, why don't you start out by telling us about how you became a physician and why you chose to focus specifically on internal medicine and primary care?
Yes. I had a long history of being involved in healthcare. I started at a young age. I was an EMT, emergency medical technician, working on ambulances in Brooklyn when I was a teenager. And then I actually went to nursing school, believe it or not, and I became a registered nurse. And I had worked in an emergency room in Brooklyn, and I had been mentored by some physicians and decided to further pursue my career and went to medical school and did my residency. And I decided to do my residency in internal medicine, which, as some people may not know, also called a primary care doctor. We spent 3 years doing general medicine in hospitals, rotating through various specialties, cardiology, gastroenterology, pulmonary. And while I was doing that, I kind of felt that internal medicine was the best fit. It allowed me to really have a good doctor-patient relationship. And I had also worked under many older physicians who had community-based practices here in Hackensack, New Jersey. And I was always very enamored by those relationships that those physicians had with their patients in these small private practices that they knew their patients for 20, 30 years. And that's what kind of really drove me to focus on internal medicine and primary care.
Certainly do appreciate your taking the time to share with us why you decided to choose to focus on internal medicine and primary care and why you decided to become a physician. That is helpful and always unique in each and every case. Now, what made you decide to actually transition to a concierge model? Not everyone's doing that. And how did you see it benefiting you as a physician?
So as some of you know, a concierge model is a kind of a membership-based practice, but really what it is it's a smaller practice. It's, I guess, really a throwback to how doctors used to be able to practice when they had small private practices before medicine got big. And, you know, I had been in a group practice for many years and found that I really didn't have the time that I wanted to spend with patients. The average internist sometimes has to see up to 25 and 30 people a day in his patient panel, so to speak. He may have 2,000 or 2,500 patients. And I just felt that that was not giving me the time to spend with the patients. And as medicine progressed, you know, through the 80s and 90s, and I saw medicine becoming a system that was essentially broken, that it was very difficult for patients to navigate the healthcare system, schedule tests for themselves, very confusing with insurance companies and things like prior authorizations and whether things were covered or not. And I felt like the concierge model was allowing me to really focus on the patient, giving them the time that they need, not only when they're here in the office, but being able to call them with their blood tests, explain things to them, and help them navigate a very complex medical system now.
Well, it totally makes sense, and I'm always thankful for physicians to come on and talk about why they are involved with the concierge model. Now, what do you see as the key benefits to members of the concierge program, and have there been any particular benefits, especially during the COVID pandemic? Get into some of the details from your perspective.
I think the main benefit in the concierge model, members get to spend time with their doctors. You read many studies about doctor-patient relationships and interactions. People often say that the doctor was either rushed or didn't spend enough time with me, or I didn't get to answer or ask all the questions. And I think basically having a smaller panel of patients allows the physician to really spend that time with the patients that they deserve and need. Some of the benefits that I've seen during the COVID pandemic is in the beginning of the pandemic, and even now, it was very difficult to get even patients tested for COVID. There was shortage of supplies. I was able to make house calls and literally go to people's homes and swab them and bring it right to the lab. I was able to provide a really personalized level of service. I was able to treat patients. I was able to help patients schedule and make arrangements for the developing interventions that became available in COVID, such as the monoclonal antibodies. I was able to get relationships with the hospital that I'm on staff at to get patients in to get those life-saving treatments. And I think I would not have been able to do it if I had a larger panel of patients. I had the time. And I think this really came to be during the pandemic. My practice grew more during the pandemic than it had prior, because I think people just had trouble with access to healthcare. We saw the long lines and testing in some of these sites that were staffed by the state, cars lined up, you know, in parking lots. And I was able to provide a very personal level of care to people, and I think they really appreciated that.
I have no doubt that they were appreciative, and I really appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Gary Schwartz, who leads Schwartz CCPHP, a membership model program focused on optimizing healthcare. And you've heard some of the details already. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Schwartz, how have your patients actually reacted to the change, that were with you under the older, former system? And how do you find that this model contributes to helping patients seek the optimal health that they're looking for?
Well, I think the patients have reacted very positively. I think they feel they have a relationship now that they've always wanted. They have multiple means to access or contact me, including my personal cell phone number. There's several apps that we have that can allow them to contact me. We have a telemed platform as well. And I think they've really felt that they can always get their physician and they can rely on me, and I think they feel they have value in me, and I think that's, at the end of the day, what patients really decide why they want to go to a concierge model, if they feel they value their relationship with the patient and their value, more importantly, their health.
I do have another question for you, especially for those doctors that are tuning in today, or one that knows a doctor that'd like to have them tune in to hear this as well. What would your advice be, or your best advice be, for the other doctors who are actually considering transitioning to a concierge model? What would you tell them?
I would tell those physicians to, if they feel, as many physicians do, that they are struggling with their ability to deliver the kind of care that they want to and we've all been trained to, if they feel that they've been burned out by the system, and there's been a lot of literature regarding physician burnout, I think that they should consider transitioning to a concierge model. I think that they need to look at their own practices and know their patients. And I think they also have to understand that there is some risk involved in terms of the emotional decisions that one would have to make, because there are many patients that will not join your model, and I think you have to understand that this is not a personal thing. This is an individual decision by the patient. But I think at the end, the patients that ultimately decide to transition to this model, you will feel that they have value in you, and it has significantly reignited my love for medicine and my ability to take care of people. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits for the patients, but more importantly, for the patients, but not as much for myself. I think it's just renewed my interest in medicine and allowed me to focus on what I wanted to do all along, why I wanted to go into medicine, is really to take care of people. There's a lot of stresses to the system that physicians do see, insurance companies, pharmacies, there's multi levels of care that have to be hoops that you have to jump through in order to get patients' diagnostic tests and get certain medicines improved. And I think that when you do this on a smaller scale, you find that it's much more rewarding because you're at the end of the day, you're really helping your patients.
Well, I can only see this benefiting all parties involved, and I can't thank you enough for, again, joining us here today on EPN. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on you, your practice, and also the concierge medicine platform.
So I think you can Google Schwartz CCPHP, and my name will come up, and from there there are several links that you can get to Castle Connolly. My website is also GarySchwartzMD.com. So there's multiple ways of, you know, going into the Castle Connolly's website and learning more about how the concierge program specifically works. One other added benefit that I should mention that just came to mind is that I have many patients who live in different parts of the United States, you know, Florida or other places, and Castle Connolly has been helpful in helping me connect those patients with certain physicians and specialty. For instance, if somebody needed a cardiologist in Florida, I would contact Castle Connolly, and they would be very helpful in trying to get that patient to a doctor that's part of the Castle Connolly top doctors, which is something that they have been a proprietary for many, many years. Top doctor is a designation that Castle Connolly has for physicians that's actually been voted on by other doctors. So in order to become a top doctor, you have to have your peers, and I guess there is some other criteria that Castle Connolly uses. So when somebody has been voted or nominated a top doctor, they have really gone through a process to assure that this is a title that is true and honest. Because there are many different, you know, organizations that have different criteria to name the best doctors, or but when Castle Connolly nominates somebody a top doctor, you can be assured that they have gone through a very stringent process to be bestowed that title, and it is an honor, and it does give the patients an assurity that that doctor has the qualifications to help them.
I certainly appreciate the bonus information. That is most helpful. Folks, for more details, we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. For more information on Dr. Gary Schwartz, visit GarySchwartzMD.com. Dr. Schwartz, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you very much.
And thank you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Gary Schwartz, who leads Schwartz CCPHP, a membership model program focused on optimizing healthcare, providing primary care and concierge medicine while fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. And for all the details, visit GarySchwartzMD.com or CCPHP.net/Schwartz. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.